Peace Health Peace Harbor Medical Center presents Doc Talk, an informative health series educating our community on the services provided at Peace Health. We will begin with our host, George Henry, after these messages.
During uncertain times, the best way to stay healthy is to know the facts. Here are some ways we all can help stop the spread of COVID-19. Only leave your home for necessities. Wash your hands for at least 20 seconds. Call your doctor before going to the clinic or hospital if you're experiencing COVID-19 symptoms. At Peace Health, the safety and well-being of our patients, caregivers, and communities is our highest priority. We are all in this together. For more information, log on to peacehealth.org/COVID.
Don't miss a beat. Peace Health can help you keep up on the latest for your heart with expert advice, advanced procedures, and comprehensive care. We have more than 50 expert cardiologists and 9 heart clinic locations throughout the Northwest to serve you. Let us put together a personalized heart care plan for you so you can enjoy all of life's incredible moments, because focusing on your heart means you'll never miss a beat. Learn more at peacehealth.org/hearthealth.
Joining me on this edition of Doc Talk is Sarah Flores. She's a nurse practitioner over at Peace Harbor Hospital. And good day to you, Sarah. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. And let's find out a little bit about you. How long have you been in the Florence area?
We moved in November, actually, so not very long.
Okay. And where did you come from? Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Texas, in Dallas, and I've lived there pretty much my whole life. I've lived a few other kind of places in Texas, but mostly just in the Dallas area. And we moved from there in November.
Now, what was your childhood like as far as schooling goes? When did you first start getting an inkling that you might want to go into healthcare?
My grandfather was a pediatrician, and my mom was a nurse for forever, as long as I can remember. And I can remember my grandfather doing house calls with his little doctor bag. And so that started, I think, getting me thinking about wanting to be in healthcare. I actually ended up going to a school in New Orleans for college on a music scholarship to sing, believe it or not. And then while I was there, I got really, really sick with gallbladder disease. And my doctor and my nurse that helped take care of me when I was there, and then when I got back into Texas, were really, really amazing. And I just started thinking, like, you know, I can do this. This is something I want to do, you know, in case my singing career doesn't work out, which, you know, it didn't, but that's fine. And so I started thinking, like, this is fun. My mom does nursing, and I think that I could really be here for these people like they were here for me. And so that was when I was about a freshman in college, basically, is when I started clicking, like, I think this is what I want to do. And so I just took a jumping point from there.
So I have to ask, do you sing around the office at all?
I do. I do. Sometimes I forget that I'm sitting in my office and that there's tons of people around me, and I do tend to sometimes.
All right, what's your go-to song?
Oh gosh. You know, well, I have 2 kids right now, like young kids, so we watch a lot of Disney stuff, and they're really into the Encanto soundtrack right now, so we know all the songs from that movie. And I like Broadway stuff. I like country music. I mean, I'm from Texas, of course. I've got to like country music. And pretty much anything and everything. Oh, just kind of come along.
That's pretty cool. So you went to school. What brought you out to the West Coast then?
I actually went to high school with one of the doctors who works here. He and I now together both work in the walk-in clinic. But I had been talking to him about how some of the jobs in Texas were just not as good as I wanted them to be. They weren't exactly, with COVID, it got kind of complicated for nurse practitioners in Texas. And I was not happy with just the way that things were going. And he had said, you know, we really need people out here. And I thought, oh, my gosh, I can't just pick up my family and move. I think it was like 2,500 miles, 25,000 miles. But it was a really, really far away. And he was like, no, you should come. You should come. So we came and visited a few times. And we were a little nervous about the change from a large city like Dallas and living in Florence. But it's actually been really, really nice. A nice change.
Well, good. So. We're glad you're here, and we sure do appreciate you coming on with us today. So I tell you what, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back with Sarah Flores. She is a nurse practitioner here at Peace Harbor Hospital.
During uncertain times, the best way to stay healthy is to know the facts. Here are some ways we all can help stop the spread of COVID-19. Only leave your home for necessities. Wash your hands for at least 20 seconds. Call your doctor before going to the clinic or hospital if you're experiencing COVID-19 symptoms. At Peace Health, the safety and well-being of our patients, caregivers, and communities is our highest priority. We are all in this together. For more information, log on to peacehealth.org/COVID.
Don't miss a beat. Peace Health can help you keep up on the latest for your heart with expert advice, advanced procedures, and comprehensive care. We have more than 50 expert cardiologists and 9 heart clinic locations throughout the Northwest to serve you. Let us put together a personalized heart care plan for you so you can enjoy all of life's incredible moments. Because focusing on your heart means you'll never miss a beat. Learn more at peacehealth.org/hearthealth.
Sarah Flores is with us today on this edition of Doc Talk. I say us. I keep saying that like there's other people in the room, but it's just me and Sarah here today. And Sarah, tell us a little bit about what a nurse practitioner does that may be different than a PA or an MD.
So we function in the same exact way, really, as an MD and even as a PA. I mean, obviously, I didn't go to the extensive medical school like an MD did. But as a nurse practitioner, our requirements are that before we can even go from getting our registered nurse and being a nurse and then going into graduate school and becoming a nurse practitioner, we're required to work for extended period of time. So I think the last time I checked the requirements, it was 5 years or something to that effect. And I actually worked in the emergency room for 10 plus years before I even went back to get my nurse practitioner, so that I would have that experience, that because experience is invaluable. It's, you can learn and read from a book as much as you want, but really being out there, being with patients, experiencing everything that's going on with them is, I think, worth a lot more. So, but we function in the exact same way. We see patients, we do diagnoses, we, prescribe medications, basically the same.
Now, it's both the PA and nurse practitioner have changed over the years, right? Wasn't there before, it used to be, certain states might still be this way, where you had to be under the supervision of a doctor. That's not necessarily the case in some states, right?
Yes, so that is true, and it's still true today. So PAs, I believe, can still function alone on their own. It depends. But for instance, in Texas, where I was previously, I, as a nurse practitioner, worked under a doctor. And so a doctor had to sign off on a lot of things that I did. There were certain things that I couldn't do. And there is a lot of legislation right now and things that are in the works to try to make nurse practitioners independent in every state. But some are just taking a little longer than others. But Oregon is an independent practice state. So that was a nice change for me too, because I was used to having a doctor over me the whole time. But here I function as an independent practitioner, which is really nice.
Now your specialties, do they differ as well as a doctor? I know you do some general medicine, right? But are there other things that you can get involved with?
Yeah. So as a nurse practitioner, you can go back and get, you can go and become any specialty that you want, basically. So you have some people who are acute care who work mostly in the hospital. You have nurse practitioners who work cardiology. You have nurse practitioners who work in the operating room. It just kind of depends. Personally, I have my family nurse practitioner because I had trouble deciding between seeing adults versus kids because I really like seeing everybody. And I like having that ability to see at any age. And so I got my family nurse practitioner because it allows me to see patients from itty bitty babies to, you know, the oldest that we can go. So it's nice because I can see pretty much anybody and do pretty much anything that they need.
What is the biggest difference for you as far as seeing a young patient versus an old patient? I mean, obviously, I guess young patients can have certain ills and things, but as you get older, it seems like there's more things that affect us older people that you have to be familiar with.
Definitely our older patients have a little bit more going on. They can be a little bit more complicated. A lot of medicine management because you tend to be on multiple medications. But kids, I never underestimate kids because kids can be pretty tricky too, because we don't want to, I definitely try to, when I see my kid patients, I try to, err on the side of caution with them, but also I don't do things just because, you know, I'm not going to just, order a blood draw on a small child because I know that that's really traumatic for a child unless I really believe that they need it. So that's something that you really have to consider. You know, my adults can handle, okay, I can get some blood drawn, it's no big deal. But for my pediatric patients, you know, do they really need this? Is it something that I want to put them through? Even just with the COVID testing, we're trying to make sure that we're not just swabbing kids just because, but we're swabbing them because they really need it and making sure that we're not, because it's traumatic. And my daughter personally hates having that thing jammed up their nose, and I'm sure most adults do too. So that's probably one of the biggest things, is just making sure that I'm doing, you know, what's best for the patient.
Let me make a general statement and you tell me true or false here. Kids have a hard time articulating what's wrong, and adults have a hard time admitting what's wrong.
I mean, yeah, at times. Definitely. I've had some spitfire kiddos come in here and tell me, well, I have this and this and this. Okay, good to know. So it depends. But yeah, I mean, it can be difficult for kids to tell their, you know, their stomach hurts. That's a general complaint a lot. And is it their stomach? Is it something else? Are we not really sure where they're hurting? So you kind of have to, there's certain questions that we ask that sort of get us to the information that we need from children when they're not exactly sure what's happening with them. Sometimes it happens with adults too. You can ask leading questions to kind of, oh yeah, you know what, that does actually sound like something I have. So, but yeah, mostly with our kiddos, sometimes it can be tricky.
Now you are accepting new patients right now, or are you all full up?
Oh no, I'm still accepting new patients. Yeah.
All right, let's take another quick break and we'll come back and we'll talk about that procedure, because I'd like to know a little bit more about that. Sarah Flores, nurse practitioner with Peace Harbor Hospital, on this edition of Doc Talk.
During uncertain times, the best way to stay healthy is to know the facts. Here are some ways we all can help stop the spread of COVID-19. Only leave your home for necessities. Wash your hands for at least 20 seconds. Call your doctor before going to the clinic or hospital if you're experiencing COVID-19 symptoms. At Peace Health, the safety and well-being of our patients, caregivers, and communities is our highest priority. We are all in this together. For more information, log on to peacehealth.org/COVID.
Don't miss a beat. Peace Health can help you keep up on the latest for your heart with expert advice, advanced procedures, and comprehensive care. We have more than 50 expert cardiologists and 9 heart clinic locations throughout the Northwest to serve you. Let us put together a personalized heart care plan for you so you can enjoy all of life's incredible moments, because focusing on your heart means you'll never miss a beat. Learn more at peacehealth.org/hearthealth.
On this edition of Doc Talk, I have the pleasure of speaking with Sarah Flores, who is a nurse practitioner at Peace Harbor Hospital. And Sarah, talk about a new patient thing, because you're fairly new. You've got new patients coming in. What do new patients need to know when they come into your office, or what's a good way for them to prepare when they see you the first time?
So really just kind of knowing what medicines you're on, that's very helpful. You know your medicine list, or you have a list even with you. Knowing your medical history, kind of what's been going on with you, because you've been living it for a while now, and I'm just sort of stepping in the middle. So I want to kind of just get a picture of what's been happening with you medically for the last however long the last time you saw somebody was. So if it's 6 months or whatever, here's what's been happening. Here's the things that go on with me. Here's the things that I generally need. And then kind of just get to know each other that way and start with, you know, some basic generalized questions about your health and things like that.
Are you big on, that's not the way I want to say this. When you see someone who comes in with, you know, with a bag full of medications, do you kind of look at that and see, is all this really necessary, or why are you on these, and how can we maybe, you know, see if we can work you out of some of this?
Yeah, I do actually. So I am very, I tend to be really agreeable with what my patients feel and what they want. I'm open to listening to anything anyone wants to tell me or has to say. And when it comes to medications, I definitely go through and look and make sure, you know, do we really need to be on all this? Is there any way that we could possibly get rid of some of these? It's not. So I tell people with that, especially with things like supplements, because there's a lot of people in this area who are on supplements. And I'm fine with supplements as long as they're not harming you in any way or interacting with any of your other medications. And some people would rather do a supplement than, say, some other type of medication. And I'm always open to discussing that option. I'm never going to say never with anything. I'm always open to talking about it and seeing if we can get some people off. I have found some people who are on medicines that probably could get off of this, or you're on two of these. You really don't need to be. Let's try to stop taking this one, or let's try this instead. And some just trying to limit, because it can be kind of daunting taking all that medication, one, and two, sometimes all of them together. It's not exactly the best for patients. So, but some people unfortunately do need to be on a bag of medicine, which I hate for them, but we try the best we can to make it easier.
Do you feel like most patients that come in, as far as supplements go, are knowledgeable about the supplements they're taking? Because there are so many different brands out there. There's so many different people that they're not all necessarily good for you, even though the ingredients say they're good for you.
Yeah, so when I have someone who comes in on a lot of supplements, I tend to kind of give them a talk about, you know, a lot of times people take supplements because they're afraid of the side effects of the medications, which is reasonable. But I also worry too sometimes that supplements have side effects. And one thing about some supplements are that they're not regulated by the FDA like regular medications are. So I do caution people to realize, hey, there could be some things in here, especially these not necessarily regular multivitamins, but the ones that have many things in them that may not necessarily be exactly what's written on the package. And so just have to be cautious when it comes to that kind of stuff and overuse of supplements if it's not helpful. So I do definitely look at what they're taking and make sure, like, do you really know what's in this and things like that.
What is the most difficult situation about your job when it comes into with new patients or with kids or something like that? What is the most difficult thing for you to handle when you're dealing with patients?
Right now, probably the only thing that's been troublesome a little bit is just making time for everyone. because I do have so many people coming in that are new patients. And unfortunately, it's excuse me, it's been a little bit since they've seen a doctor or somebody. And so they've got so much going on, or this has happened and this has happened, or and I need this and I need this and I'm due for this. And I want to be able to let everybody tell me a laundry list of things when they come in, because I know that it's been a bit since I've seen someone. But it does press on time eventually. And so to try to keep myself from making all my other patients late and whatnot, it can be a struggle sometimes, because I want people to be able to get everything out that they want to get out. They've been waiting. It is kind of difficult to get in right now to see somebody. And so balancing that, getting everything out that patients want to talk about, and then also making sure that I can try to stay on time, can be a challenge.
Yeah, I imagine seeing someone for the first time is a little bit more lengthy than seeing somebody you've seen over a couple of times. Yeah. And since you're fairly new, you're pretty much seeing everybody for the first time, aren't you?
Everyone. Yeah. And they'll tell me things. I live here and blah, blah, blah. I don't know where that is, but okay.
So
I haven't been here long enough.
So what are your hours and how do folks get a hold of you? Do they just call the clinic or?
Yeah. So you can call up to the, to Peace Health, and you can, it'll lead you to the, primary care clinic, and then you can make an appointment that way. I think there's, besides myself, there's also another PA and then two other PAs, I think, still taking new patients right now. And then I work Mondays. I work in the walk-in clinic. So that's my ER background there, making me want to work in the walk-in clinic. So I work in the walk-in clinic and see people for just like kind of urgent care kind of requests. And then on Wednesday, Thursday, Fridays, I work primary care. And that's when I see patients, like new patients and things like that.
Has COVID been difficult for you as a nurse practitioner? A lot of people get nervous, you know, going into the doctor's offices and things like that. How has it been for you? Has it been stressful, or has it just been kind of like it's par for the course?
I mean, it is. Having been a nurse in the ER, I've been through a couple of similar things. I was a nurse in the ER during the swine flu, so I was already kind of ready, I guess I could say, knew how to deal with this kind of thing. Because when I did that, I was in Dallas, and it was a monsterly huge hospital and lots of sick people. So you do kind of get used to it. You get used to wearing masks. You get used to just different regulations. But it can be daunting for us, just because if I get a headache or something, I'm like, oh my gosh, am I sick? Or so that can be worrisome, because I don't want to get people sick too if I were to get sick, because I still have the ability to get sick occasionally. So that can be hard. But, you know, as long as I wear my mask, I wash my hands like crazy. And so it's kind of just, you get used to it after a while.
All right. Is there anything else that you want to touch on that we haven't already spoken about?
Oh, I don't think so. I'm just really, really happy to be here. My family and I really love Florence. People here are very, very nice. They're so, so nice. They say that Texas people are nice, but everyone I've met here has just been amazingly kind. And that's been really, really wonderful for us and helped make our transition here better. So I really appreciate that, the people at Peace Health, and also just in the town in general.
Well, you know, with the exception of COVID, we really don't have any stress around here. So
that's fair. Yeah, I'm just ready for the summer, because I'm ready for my non-100 degree summer.
Yes, and so you'll get that, and you'll enjoy the heck out of it too. Sarah Flores, thank you so much, nurse practitioner at Peace Harbor Hospital. Appreciate you spending some time with us today.
Thank you.
You have been listening to Doc Talk, presented by Peace Health Peace Harbor Medical Center. For more information on the program and services provided, visit peacehealth.org.